opinions and statements in this podcast are not those of Hometown Media. Adult language is possible.
Edition of the Burn Report. This will be the week 5 preview show. We did miss an episode, quite frankly. I just didn't know how to sit in front of a mic for a little bit. Did we miss 2 episodes, actually? I think I put my picks out there, but maybe didn't do a full episode for one of the weeks. But as we quickly descend into fascism, I didn't really know how to talk about football. I still don't necessarily know that it's the best thing for me to do. Maybe I should talk more about what's going on in the country right now. I mean, we have a president that is telling military leaders that we have an enemy within. He's going to send troops to United States cities to attack an enemy within that he defines as basically anybody that disagrees with him. We are now calling Antifa a terrorist organization. This is not an organization with any type of structure. It is a anti-fascist movement. Anybody who is against fascism is now a terrorist in the United States in the eyes of the president. So, again, I don't really know how to talk about football. It is an escape, and on some level, we do need that. I think I need that. On another level, maybe we shouldn't have it. I mean, maybe we need to be fully awake and actually engaged in what is happening and finding out a way to prevent it. I mean, it might come to a point where we can't. And then what do you do then? I have an idea. Is it one that I can voice? Probably not. So we're not going to. So we're just going to pick NFL games. We're going to start with Thursday. We have San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams. Great set of games this week, by the way. This one's tough. If Brock Purdy is playing, if Ricky Pearsall is playing, if they get Jennings back, I don't know if I would lean towards the 49ers, but it would be more of a coin flip. Now, they don't have Nick Bosa anymore, one of the premier pass rushers in the NFL. The 49ers just can't seem to dodge that injury bug at the moment. The Rams' offense is a scary one when it's clicking. It hasn't always been. There's been a lot of up and down moments. They should not have lost that game against the Eagles. And a lot of that was due to the offense. I don't really think they kind of went into a shell, but more so Stafford was just missing throws. That was an interesting performance from Matthew Stafford, who now has the most go-ahead touchdown passes or game-winning touchdown passes in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL. My favorite quarterback of all time. He's been up and down, like I said. And he's getting the ball to Puka Nacua at a very high level. Puka is the first wide receiver to have 500 yards through the first 4 games of the season twice. He is certainly on pace for a record-setting season. Matthew Stafford just churns those out. He has to be the best quarterback at getting his wide receivers paid. Cooper Kupp had the second most receiving yards of all time in a season. That was Stafford. Calvin Johnson had the most. That was Stafford. Puka Nacua had the most receiving yards for a rookie wide receiver. Stafford. There is one constant in these discussions. He knows how to find a guy that he likes and force feed him. I think maybe he could stand to spread the ball out a little bit to his weapons. They do have other weapons outside of Puka. I like Jordan Whittington. Pretty explosive athlete, not getting the ball too much. Tutu Atwell. I mean, you saw him have that 88-yard touchdown. That was his second catch on the season. You paid him a decent chunk of change. You got to spread the ball out. Now, it's kind of hard to second guess a team that is 3-1. And you, like I said, you do have Puka Nacua, who is playing the wide receiver position as good as anybody in the NFL. I think you could still benefit from getting other guys involved a little bit more. All that said, I think I do have to pick the Rams in this one. 49ers injuries, there's just too many questions for them right now. We're going to go to the Sunday games, Vikings-Browns. We have Dylan Gabriel making his first start. We knew at some point we were going to see Gabriel. Maybe we see Shedeur Sanders down the road as well if Gabriel flames out. I got to pick the Vikings. I don't really care who's playing quarterback for the Vikings. The defense, it's going to be a defensive battle. This is going to be a rock fight. Ultimately, I think the Vikings are the better team. Raiders-Colts. The Colts kind of beat themselves last week. A.D. Mitchell fumbling a ball out of the end zone. That was brutal. They still look to be a very good team. Daniel Jones is legit. They have so many weapons on offense. The defense is playing at a better level than I anticipated. The Raiders playing at a much lower level than I anticipated on both sides of the ball. Geno Smith is not having a great year. A lot of it is hard to blame him for. Not a great offensive line in front of him. He's a quarterback that if you can protect him, he will dish it out. But then at the same time, he threw two interceptions to Kevin Byard where he had to travel like 5 total yards. So I think you can blame him for that. Just not going too well in the desert. We're going to go with the Colts in that one. Giants-Saints, this will be an interesting one. Jackson Dart, Spencer Rattler. Two not-so-good teams, but two feisty teams. I'm going to go with the Giants. It's still just the Saints are... They're competing. They're just terrible. Cowboys-Jets. I think the Jets are due. They have 3 losses for a combined 10 points. They do also have the 20-point loss to the Bills, but the Bills are probably the best team in the NFL. Definitely in the discussion if they are not number one. This is maybe not the best analysis just to say they're due. But as the NFL season goes on, teams find their level. And I think this is an opportunity for the Jets to get on board. And the Cowboys have been overperforming to a degree. I mean, they said it 1-2-1, so it's kind of hard to say that. But they blew that game this past week. The offense is pretty good. The defense stinks. So an opportunity for Justin Fields to get back on track. A little disappointed, actually really disappointed in his performance so far this season. He did have the concussion in there, so he missed a game. But the week one, I was like, okay, this is the guy that I thought he was always going to be. He's here. And it just hasn't been that. And at this point, just got to think this is the quarterback he is. But that is a quarterback that is capable of phenomenal games on occasion. And there's no better defense to do that against than the Cowboys. Broncos, Eagles. This is another water finds its level game for me. I don't think the Eagles are an undefeated team. I think they are a pretty good team, but the offense just needs to figure it out this year. And against a still pretty good Broncos defense, maybe underperforming slightly so far in the season, I just don't know that this is the week they're going to figure it out. They are absolutely due for a loss. I've been saying that kind of for a while about the Eagles, though, and they keep proving me wrong. This week, I'm going to be right. It's the Broncos beating the Eagles. I actually don't think I picked against the Eagles this year. Maybe I picked the Rams. I really don't remember now. But this winning streak that they've gone on starting last year into this year, they are not as good of a team this year. They just aren't. The defense isn't as good. The offense, like I said, just doesn't have its mojo right now. They're not getting the ball to AJ Brown nearly enough. Now you're going to have Patrick Surtain covering him. This isn't the week it's going to happen. We're going to go Broncos taking down the Eagles in Philadelphia. Dolphins versus Panthers. Two very bad teams. I'm going to go with the Panthers. I don't have any analysis on this. They're the home team. I'm just picking them. Two bad teams. I'm just going to go with the home team. Texans, Ravens. This is a tough one. If Lamar Jackson plays, I'm just going to go with the Ravens. If he doesn't play, I'm going to go with the Texans. I like the Texans defense. The offense kind of sort of started to figure it out last week. Let's see if that actually means anything for the season going forward. Like I said, if Lamar plays, I have to go Ravens. But I don't think he's going to play. There's no real update on his injury right now. But some rumors saying that he could be out multiple weeks. It's hard to believe that he would be out there this week if that is the case. What is our next game here? We have Titans at Cardinals. I just will not be picking the Titans ever, so we're going to go Cardinals in that one, although the Cardinals are not a thrilling watch either. Kyler and Marvin Harrison sort of started to get on the same page. Again, I would like to see that be a trend more than a one-off. Hopefully, that is something we will see this week against the Titans. Buccaneers, Seahawks. We're going to go with the Seahawks in this one. The Bucs and the Seahawks, both two of my favorite teams to watch in the NFL right now. The Bucs with Baker Mayfield are just endlessly fun. Emeka Ibuka is having a phenomenal start to his rookie season. I like the Seahawks defense. I like what I'm seeing from the offense the last couple of weeks as well. I think Clint Kubiak is starting to get in his bag with play calling. I think he's starting to get in a rhythm with Sam Darnold. I like them with this one at home. Lions, Bengals. This is an easy pick. It's the Lions. If this is even remotely a close game, I will be pissed. This is one that I want a 20-plus point blowout. The Bengals offense is not good. I don't care who they have at wide receiver. Jake Browning is bad. And I feel bad because I gave him way too much credit when Joe Burrow went down. I talked about his winning record as a starter the last time he stepped in. He's bad. He's bad. The defense is bad. And the Lions are a great team. Now, they will likely be without their top two corners. They're definitely going to be without DJ Reed, their best corner. Terrion Arnold also probably out. They have Amik Robinson, Robertson, to step in. They have Rocky Sin. They have Avante Maddox. Those two, maybe not the most encouraging names. I mean, at one point, you would have been okay with them coming in. Right now, it's a little iffy. But again, it's the Bengals. It is Jake Browning. They have no run game. We shut down run games anyway. They're going to be completely one-dimensional Lions in a blowout. Commanders, Chargers. We're going to go with the Chargers in this one. Justin Herbert, not a great game last week, but still playing at a very high level. Need to get Ladd McConkey more involved. I think Ladd McConkey is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. He has not shown it so far this season. Now, he's getting open. You watch the tape, you still see the guy get open at a very high level. I think Herbert and Quentin Johnston, for whatever reason, just have that connection down right now. And that's a good sign for the Chargers. You've been waiting for that guy to come on. I think you have two legitimate weapons in those guys. And Keenan Allen playing at a near prime level as well. I can't leave him out. You have Amarian Hampton coming on as well. The offense is humming. But the Joe Alt injury looms large. So we really don't know what this line is going to look like this week. I still just like them more than the Commanders at this point in the season. Patriots, Bills. We're going to go with the Bills. I don't want to talk about this game. Actually, you know what I do? I think the Bills, like I said, are maybe the best team in football. Definitely in that top two or three. The Patriots actually showed a little bit of an identity last week. They still just don't have the talent to compete against a team like the Buffalo Bills, in my opinion. The Bills roll. I am excited to see how the Patriots progress with Mike Vrabel, though. I think he is one of the best coaches in the NFL. They'll get it together. When that happens, though, might be a season or two. That takes us to Monday night, Chiefs-Jaguars. Jaguars, a bit of a surprise at 3-1 this year. Chiefs at 2-2. Could this be a water finds its level? Jags go to 3-2. Chiefs go to 3-2 as well. I don't think so. I'm taking the Jags. I think that defense is incredible right now. They are taking the ball away at a very high level. They already have more turnovers caused this year than they had all of last season. The offense still not where you would want it to be. The Trevor Lawrence to Brian Thomas Jr. connection isn't where it was last year. Some of that is the scheme. Actually, I think a lot of that is the scheme. They're having him do some things that maybe doesn't fit his skill set. He is very much a line him out wide, get him one-on-one, send him down the field on these goes, these post routes. He's not really a slant, go over the middle, these short intermediate route wide receiver. That's just not his game, and they're having him do a lot of that right now. Unleash him. Unleash the guy. That said, he also, his hands just aren't there for me. I think I talked about it on the show a couple weeks before. He's in the discussion after his rookie year, or maybe he's not in it now, but he was in the discussion with the top 10, 15 wide receivers. If you put him in that conversation, he has by far the worst hands of all of those guys. Too many bobbles, too many drops, alligator arms. Just don't like to see that from a guy that's supposedly supposed to be elite. He has to get that together. I think some of that comes with confidence, though. And to get him more confident, have him do things that he's really good at. I would like to see that this week against the Chiefs. No matter what, though, I am taking them. I like their defense so much right now. And the Chiefs just, they just don't do it for me. They just don't do it for me. They're not a fun watch right now. Now, you're going to get Rashee Rice back. You have Xavier Worthy back. They could be a little bit more explosive going forward, but we haven't quite seen it yet. That's going to do it for this week. I should say that I am 44-19 in picks so far this season. I was doing much better before last week. I went 7-8 in week 4. That was a very bad week for me. One of my worst weeks picking ever. I struggle to remember a week that was worse than that. Hopefully, we're going to be back and better this week. We'll see. We'll see. This is a tough week to pick games. We will likely be back next week. We'll see. Maybe they hit me with a heart attack gun for what I said about our fascist leader. If you stuck around for this, if you listened to my ramblings, I appreciate you. Football and video games are my number one escapes in this world. I love them almost as much as anything in the world. I love talking about football. Like I said, I appreciate you if you listen to me talk about football, and I especially appreciate you if you listen to my opinions on the world, because I am right. I am always right. And the quicker you learn that, the better. I love you. We'll be back next week.